Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice as we continue our series entitled Faithful Over a Few. We pick it up now with God will hold us accountable with the talents that he's given us or the gift he's given us. We found out that God gave these three servants different talents. He gave one 5, he gave the other 2, and gave the other 1. And as we talked about last time, God gives us what we can handle. He does not place more on us than we can handle. So if we are faced with an issue, faced with something in our life, God knows we can handle it. Give him the glory in whatever we're going through, and then we can see the Lord work miraculous in our lives and then in the people around us. But in this parable here, we see the first 2 that was given the talent doubled what the Lord has given them. And verse 21 sees the Lord responds. This is what he says. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. I don't know about you, but the thing I want to hear him say is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, all the things that we go through in our life doesn't measure up or matter if we don't hear the Lord say, well done. What that tells us is that we have done what he told us to do, and he found us faithful. So these two servants in this verse, as we read, were found faithful. And what was the response? The Lord praised them. And then also he promoted them in the kingdom of God. He said, I will place thee over many things. So remember, it's only a test that we're going through now to test our faithfulness to the Lord. Will you pass that test? Now, what happened to the servant that did not use this talent well? Well, we see that in verse 26, the Lord's response is said, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. And listen what happens here. It says, therefore take from him and give it to him that have 10 talents. For unto every man that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And he says, cast that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow, he paid the ultimate price. This person did not really know his Lord. One, because he said, I hid your talent. So we see that this person really did not know the Lord. He wasn't saved. Folks, I'm telling you, one measuring stick to find out whether you are saved or not is, are you faithful over what God has given you? Let that be a litmus test for you. Am I doing a good work for the Lord? If you're not, consider if you have fully received him. One thing I want you also to know, it wasn't the amount of talent that was important, but what you did with what you have. That is the important thing. God wants you to be fruitful, and he wants you to multiply the talents that he's given you. And if you're not using your talents for the Lord, the only other thing is you're using them for the devil. So recognize what you're doing with your talents, and then if you have truly accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, multiply those talents for the edification of God's kingdom. We pray that this series has been a blessing to you. And until next time, may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.